Well, in the coffee break at 3D Camp, I've met a man from Romania. And to be honest, my Romanian geography is lousy. So he tells me he's from the north of Romania, but you're doing something... Oh, come on, I need to connect the north of Romania with what you're doing in Limerick, right?
Okay.
Because that I was born in Limerick, right?
Yeah.
And I've never been to Romania.
Yeah.
I just know it's a great place for wine. red wine,
yeah.
I think. And so look, will you introduce yourself to people? Because this podcast will go out all around the world now. So.
Okay, my name is Mihai Bilauca. I'm actually a software engineer that ended up in Limerick for doing some studies here in University of Limerick. And I started working for the council.
You came as a student from Romania?
Yes,
to Limerick?
I did, yes, yeah.
Why?
In 2001.
Why?
Oh, it's a long story. I came initially in 1999 as an Erasmus student, just for 4 months. And then when that was, my period here was actually completed, went back home and I finished my degrees. And eventually I come back here when I finish
but
my engineering
degree.
But
didn't the Limerick weather put you off?
No, I mean, not at all, no. I mean, I come from a part of Romania where... The weather is very similar. It's kind of mountainous area, and we kind of cool, fresh air. So Limerick suits me very well, you know.
So you came back?
I came back after finishing my degree, my engineering degree in Romania. I came back here in Limerick to pursue a master's in University of Limerick. Actually, in this department.
How did you learn to speak English? I mean, do people in Romania speak English?
Well, I think a lot of the younger generation will speak English, quite well, you know. But given my area of research, which is computer science, obviously everything is in English, you know. From an early stage, I start programming.
You're a coder. Studies.
I'm a coder, yes.
Yeah,
initially. I started as
a coder,
yes. Yeah.
When did you start coding?
I was probably 12 or 13 or something like that. You know, there were the old times of Z80 processors, you know.
There are people from Coder Dojo here, aren't there?
I think they are,
yeah,
yes.
Look, I see young kids. I mean, these kids are about six,
yes,
or nine or...
Yes, yeah.
God knows what
actually,
age they are.
I was actually just about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I think I was a referee for a Coder Dojo competition. And I had a great fun, just great fun. It was really good, you know.
So Limerick from Romania.
Yes.
What's the name of the place in Romania you were born?
Suceava. Suceava. So that Suceava is in the northern part of Romania. It's actually... part of Romania where we have a lot of traditions and we kept them, and we have a lot of monasteries in the Bukovina
so you
region.
Came to Ireland, which is the land of monasteries, from a countryside of monasteries in Romania.
I got it.
No, but tell me more about the how you settled in Limerick and how you got a proper job.
Well, I came in Limerick in 2001 and I came here to do my studies. And I started doing my master's, and I found this job advertised in Limerick Post. So I said I'll apply for it to see how that's going to go. Like
the local free paper.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But you see, I used to have a job back in Romania as well, and I said no. Actually, I like having a job, so I applied for this job with Limerick Corporation at the time. That was just being changed to Limerick City Council, you know, and it was just a 1 year contract.
Corporation is a word that I grew up with when I grew up in Limerick, you see.
Actually, Limerick Corporation is a very old institution that has been established in 1197.
When the city got its charter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, in 1197.
Yeah.
And actually, just on the 28th of April, that has actually ceased to exist for the first time after over 800 years.
Oh my God.
But for the better.
Can you hold on just 1 second? I left my laptop over there. I'm too nervous. I'll be back in just a second.
I have no...
It's not...
No, we're just admiring it. It was presented to us.
Is there something written on that battery?
That was paranoia.
No, yeah. Sometimes something really wrong.
Bang.
I didn't really think anyone would walk off with my laptop, but I thought, okay, let's carry on. Sorry, I just didn't want to be too nervously distracted
okay.
by this.
I understand that, yeah. But
go on, yeah.
But where was I?
Oh, yeah, you were basically getting a job through the Limerick Post in Limerick.
Yes, I did.
Doing
that,
what?
Yeah.
For the corporation? And
development work, software development work.
Right.
Yes, I was a developer.
What language were you writing? What language were you writing?
I think at the time .NET, and .NET in 2001 was just new, like, you know. So it was .NET Framework 1.1 at the time. It was just out. It was the latest, coolest thing that you can ever come across. And especially I came from a background where I was used to program whatever, Pascal and C and C++ and ASP, the old ASP before ASP.NET was available, you know. So I started working for Limerick City Council, which eventually became Limerick City Council in 2002. And I actually stayed there for a little longer than that, you know, because after finishing my master's here, I
was... What was your master's on?
In graph drawing.
On what?
Graph drawing.
Graph drawing?
Graph drawing, yes. Right, right. It's all about data visualization and graph drawing. It's not about graphics. It's about graph drawing, you see.
I'm a totally untechnical person, I should tell you, by the way.
Yes.
I'm just a user of all these beautiful graphics.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But go on, yeah. And then what happened?
Well, I have been offered to do a PhD here in the University of Limerick with David Parnas, who came here to establish a research group as the in the Software Quality Research Laboratory. So I actually spent a good bit of time with under his supervision and with my also with my supervisor, Dr. Patrick Healy, who has supervised my master thesis.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
Eventually, I actually finished my PhD here in 2012. So.
And what do you do in the transformation of the city of Limerick, though? Because Limerick City is a small city with how many thousand people in Limerick these days,
I think
officially?
I think the numbers are changing, but
yeah.
I think based on the 2011 census, I think the population of the city within its administrative boundaries, it's ranging around, it's about 65,000.
Oh, is it as high as that now? Because the boundaries in Limerick are a matter of huge controversy.
Oh, they are. I think the population was around 57,000 before the boundary extension that has occurred in 2008. But with the extension that has been granted to the Limerick City in 2008, I think we
it's
have
gone
actually
over 64,000.
It's 64. I think it reaches 67,000. I don't really remember the official figure, but it's over 65,000 people.
But what does what do you do in the transformation of this city then?
Well, when the government has announced that Limerick City Council and Limerick County Council will be merged into a new organization that will present a cohesive and coherent program for development of Limerick City and County, the advice was for the organization to establish a senior change management team and to oversee the transformation.
Multidisciplinary?
Yes.
Multidisciplary?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And when the new CEO of Limerick City and County Council, the city and county manager, Con Murray, has established
what's
a team.
What's that person's name? What's that person's
Con
name?
Murray.
Con Murray.
Yeah, he is
right.
He is the city and county manager and the CEO of Limerick City and County Council. He has established this senior change management team. I was asked to actually be part of this team. So I was delighted because coming from an IT background, it's an opportunity to understand how an organization works and understand a lot more about the business processes behind it. And I'm actually very excited to actually be part of this.
When did you start?
Team. I started in change management in 2013, in January last year.
And I know, I don't want to ask you to name all the members. It would probably take too long. But
what kind of
people are on it? How many of you are there?
There are four people in this team.
Really?
Yes. We have actually a senior engineer. We have a chief fire officer. We have an
Fire officer?
Yes.
Chief Fire Officer beyond the city transformation team.
But let's look. It's not a city transformation team. It's a city and county council transformation. It's not just a merger of two organizations. It's building a new one, building a new local authority that's fit for purpose, that can serve better the needs of the local communities. You know. And why will the Chief Fire Officer? Well, the security and the protection of communities and the people living in Limerick are very important to us. And obviously, having the experience of a Chief Fire Officer in how we should handle better the needs of protecting our people in harsh situations, including emergency situations. We have recently flooding in Limerick. We have recently had, Storm Darwin. which affected a lot of people. You know, understanding how that works as part of the transformation is essential to the transformation program. You know, it's part of one of our duties as a local authority.
Yeah, now I mean, now I can see. Yeah, yes, and who are the other two people?
So we have an.
Are they all senior, men, by the way? Are they all
no,
men?
No, no. The chief fire officer is a woman.
The chief fire officer is a woman.
Yes, she's Miss Carmen Kirby. So we work very well. We have Brian Kennedy, who is a senior engineer in the environmental department, and now is part of the change management team. We have a senior engineer in water services that has actually joined the team as well, with a lot of experience also in road design and road building. So he brings a lot of experience to the table. So we have a mixed kind of skill team between technology, emergency, environmental, and also physical space. Such
anyone
as
on anyone on the economy? Or are you all on the economy?
We are all on the economy, in other words, but we are actually working closely with the economic development units.
And anyone on community, like the cultural and neighborhood integration?
Our role is to work with all the other departments. Having a very large team that, let's say, is busy doing a lot of things, it's a lot harder to get focused. Having a smaller team that's focused in terms of liaising and coordinating all the other departments. We are not replacing departments. We are not the team that we are just there to support, to coordinate,
Are you catalysts?
A little bit, yes. And also looking at the strategic moves that we have to engage in going forward. We're looking at ways to make the organization a little bit more efficient. We are looking at ways to actually transform the organization, you know, change the structures, look at the business process improvements. You know?
Do you have a nickname? I mean, what do people call you behind your back? Do they call you the hatchet merchants, or do they call you the bright sparks?
No,
or,
no, I mean, none of that. Actually,
do they call you any names?
I don't think so, no. I didn't hear anything so far, you know.
Well, I just think that kind of like a special group like that,
It's not a special group. It's just another group that's actually focused on overseeing the process and trying to make sure that it goes as smooth as possible, you know.
God, it's lovely. Well, look, and today, look, let's come back to 3D. I mean, you can say I'm very, very interested. My brother is involved in Limerick as well, too,
yes.
You know. And a lot of my family live here, and I have a big vested interest, not just in the city, but the county as well. Another brother lives in the county, and all that. So, all of that. But today, what are you personally most interested in 3D Camp today?
Well, I'm interested in anything that's technology.
Isn't it all technology?
But I'm only interested in technology. I'm interested in technology put to work. And I'm actually interested in technology put to work to better serve people of Limerick. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm actually go to a lot of things to understand what opportunities technologies may present to actually help us or help me in my job to do better for people of Limerick.
Look, I better stop and let you go and talk to somebody. Look, I've got to get your name right. Mihai. How do I say it?
Mihai.
Yes. And look, do you? If anybody wanted to get in touch with you, are you on Twitter? Or
I'm on Twitter. Mihai VB.
Mihai.
VB.
VB. Great. Look.
And you'll find me. You'll find me.
Look, the Romanian in Limerick, right? How many people from Romania in Limerick, by the way, as a matter of interest?
I don't know. I know of about 100, let's say, you know, but there aren't that many.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, when I grew up, I doubt there was a single Romanian in Limerick.
I don't think there were any Romanians in Ireland, probably, you know.
Yeah.
I only know of a priest that was in Dublin in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, obviously, during the communist times, we weren't really allowed to get anywhere outside the country. You know, it was a different system.
But look, let me just shake your hand. It's so nice to meet you. And
nice
thank you so much
nice
for the conversation.
Well.
It's been lovely. Just to tell you, by the way, that I'm a big podcaster, right? And I use a platform called Audioboo.
So this will go up there
and then it gets communicated via Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus and whatever, you know, and maybe by emails as well.
No problem.
All right, look, thank you ever so much. I might have to get a photograph of the two of us.
Okay,
let me just, we'll stop this and save it in case it gets lost.